今天的题目是自私自利的后果。
The topic of today's message is the consequence of selfishness.
经文是路加福音第16章第19节到31节耶稣所说的一个比喻。
And the scripture is in Luke chapter 16, 19 through 31, and it is a parable told by Jesus Christ.
我用中文念，然后如果你们看英文的跟着一起看。
It will only be read in Chinese, so please follow in your English Bible.
路加福音第16章第19节，有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐，又有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路，飞身升舱，被人放在财主门口，要得财主桌子上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来沾他的舱。后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了并且埋葬了。他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里，就喊着说，我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来，用指头尖沾点水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。亚伯拉罕说，儿啊，你该回想你生前享过福，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦。不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人要从这边过到你那边是不能的，要从那边过到我们这边也是不能的。财主说，我主啊，即使这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去，因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也到我这痛苦的地方。亚伯拉罕说，他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从。他说，我主亚伯拉罕，不是的，若有一个人从死里复活到他们那里去，他们必要悔改。亚伯拉罕说，若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝的。我们刚读过的经文的上文谈到这个钱财的功用还有它的问题。
The preceding message of the scripture we just read talk about the purpose of money and the problem it comes with it.
马路加福音第16章第13节主耶稣这么说。
So Jesus said in Luke 16 verse 13.
他说一个仆人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth.
这是主耶稣向门徒所说的话。
And this is what Jesus told his disciples.
我当时法利赛人在旁边听耶稣在这个钱财的教导。
And at the same time, the Pharisees were there, listening to the teaching about wealth.
他们听了还嗤笑耶稣。
And after they heard it, they even mock Jesus.
虽然法利赛人外表上看起来很虔诚。
Even though on the outside, the Pharisee seems very religious.
但是圣经说他们是贪爱钱财的人。
But the Bible said they are people who love money.
他们说自己相信神。
They said they believe in God.
但是好像那些不信的人把自己的生命套进在这个钱财和财富上。
But they act like non-believers who throw themselves wholeheartedly into getting money.
其实今天有不少的基督徒。
Actually, quite a few Christians today,
啊，自称自己是基督徒。
They call themselves Christians.
我们好像法利赛人这样。
Just like the Pharisees.
那么以自己的口来称颂神。
They use their mouth to praise God.
啊，但是在他们的财富上。
But in the matter of wealth,
啊，却好像一个不信的人。
They act like they are non-believers.
只用来满足自己的需求。
They use it to only satisfy their own desire.
那么当一个人贪爱钱财的时候，
So when a person loves money or wealth,
啊，他只看到这个钱，不会想到别人的需要。
All he can see is wealth, and he did not think about other people's needs.
那么因此主耶稣在这里说了这个比喻。
And that's why Jesus, told this parable.
也就是这个财主和拉撒路的比喻来教导众人。
And it is the parable of the wealthy man and Lazarus to teach all the people.
那么这个比喻谈到一个无名的财主和一个乞丐，他的名字叫做拉撒路。
So this parable talk about a wealthy man without name and the beggar. His name is Lazarus.
然后比喻里面强调一个贪爱钱财、自私自利的人所带来的后果。
It talk about the consequence that a egocentric wealthy man bring about.
所以在19节到21节怎么说？
So it was said in verse 19 through 21.
他说有个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐。
Now there was a rich man, and he habitually dressed in purple and fine linen, joyously living in splendor every day.
又有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路，飞身升舱，被人放在财主门口。要得财主桌子上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来沾他的娼。
And a poor man named Lazarus was laid at his gate, covered with sores, and longing to be fed with the crumbs from which were falling from the rich man's table. Besides, even the dogs were coming and licking his sores.
那么这段经文描述到两个大有区别的人。
The scripture talk about two people that are very, very different.
一个是财主。
One is the wealthy man.
另外一个人叫拉撒路。
The other one is called Lazarus.
那么财主是一个很富有的人。
The wealthy man is very wealthy.
穿着这个名贵的衣服。
He wore very nice clothing.
天天过着一个奢华的生活。
And that he lived splendidly every day.
那么拉撒路是一个很贫穷的人。
Lazarus is a very poor fellow.
连吃都没有。
He didn't even have anything to eat.
必须吃那些从桌子上掉下来的食物。
He must eat the crumbs that are falling from the table.
然后不单如此，圣经还说他满身生了这个疮。
Not only that, the Bible tells us that his body was covered in sores.
那么当时这个紫色或者细麻布的衣服是那些很富有的人、那些贵族和王族所穿的衣服。
At that time, the purple clothing is only worn by nobles or people of royalty.
那么紫色是那种很少见、很昂贵的那种颜色。
The color purple is actually a very rare and very expensive color.
然后必须经过一个相当困难的过程才能够得来的。
It has to go through a very difficult process in order to obtain that color.
那么相对的，那些从桌子上掉下来的食物不是偶然的。
And the crumbs that are falling from the table is not by accident.
而是一些用来擦手的那些面包碎。
Actually, they used the crumb to clean their hands.
那么可见比喻里面那个紫色的袍和从桌子上掉下来的食物真是天壤之别。
And so the purple clothing, is a big contrast to the crumbs that are falling from the table.
然后为什么有些人很富有而有些人很贫穷？
So why are there people that are so wealthy and yet there are people that are so poor?
那么按照旧约圣经
And according to the Old Testament,
那如果犹太人听从神的命令
if the Jews listen to the commandment of God,
那么遵守这个安息年和这个欢庆年
to follow the command of sabbatical and the year of Jubilee,
那么以色列的人就没有穷人或者很少穷人。
Then there will not be as many poor people among the Jews.
那么财富和地产也不会落在少数的人的手下。
And wealth and property will not be in the hands of only a few.
那么旧约圣经里面经常提到先知如何责备这些财富的人 富有的人。
And in the Bible, it often records how the prophets reprimand those who are wealthy.
啊，责备他们为自己积攒这个财物，还有欺压这个寡妇，还有这些穷人。
He reprimanded the wealthy for hoarding the wealth and yet suppressing the widow and the poor people.
所以在主耶稣的时代，这个巴勒斯坦地带是被罗马统治的。
So during Jesus' time, Palestine was under the rule of Rome.
那么因此当时的人他们的生活相当的困苦。
So the people living at that time are very, their lives are very hard.
那么其实现今的时代现今的社会跟当时的社会也有一点类似。
Actually, it is very similar nowadays.
那么世界上有些国家非常的富有。
There are some countries in the world that are very wealthy.
也有一些国家非常的贫穷。
And there are some countries that are very poor.
那么有些人多得有余。
There are some people who have more than enough.
也有些人不够吃，不够用。
And there are some who does not have enough to eat or have enough to wear.
那么在西方的国家，一般的人都过得去。
And in the Western world, most people can get by.
但是世界上有些国家，比如说非洲。
But in the world, there are some countries, for example, like in Africa.
不少的人好像拉萨路一样，没有 不够吃，不够穿。
There are quite a few people just like Lazarus that does not have any food to eat or anything to wear.
根据2013年的一个统计。
According to a survey in 2013,
然后非洲里面有10个国家的人民一天的生活费只不过是一块两毛半。
There are 10 countries in Africa with an average daily expense of $1.25.
一块两毛半是一个很极度的一个贫穷的一个数字。
$1.25 is an extreme poverty index.
美国拥有这个世界上42%的财富。
The United States of America hold 42% of the global wealth.
一般的人都够吃够穿。
And most people have enough to eat, more than enough to eat and wear.
那么真正的美国这个国家真是多得有余。
We can say this country has more than enough.
那么曾经有一个朋友在这个 Papa John 这个 pizza, 餐馆打工。
I have a friend who used to work for Papa John.
那么当天那些卖不完的 pizza 都被丢掉。
They have to throw away all the pizza that were not sold in one day.
但是世界上却有这么多人没有的吃。
But yet there are so many people in the world that does not have enough to eat.
或者不够吃。
Or not enough to eat.
所以拉萨路不止很贫穷。
So Lazarus is not only poor.
还生病。
And he's also sick.
而可能是瘸腿的。
He may also be crippled.
因为他被人放在这个门口。
Because he was put by the gate.
因为在使徒行传第三章第二节这么说。
In Acts chapter 3 verse 2 it says,
他说有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来，放在殿的一个门口，那门叫美门，要求进殿的人周济。
And a man who had been lame from his mother's womb was being carried along, whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which was called Beautiful, in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple.
所以拉撒路被人放在财主的门口。
So Lazarus was placed by the gate of the wealthy man.
希望得到周济。
He was hoping that he would get charity.
那么如果财主有一些怜悯心的话
If the wealthy man has even a little bit of mercy,
那随时可以帮助这个很贫穷没有无助的拉撒路。
He could have helped Lazarus who is helpless.
但是财主却不顾拉撒路的需要。
But yet this wealthy man did not even look at the needs of Lazarus.
而自己却继续地过着一个奢华的一个生活。
But he himself lived a luxurious life.
啊，很明显的，这个财主一点施舍的心都没有。
And it's very obvious that this wealthy man doesn't want to share.
啊，他只要拨出一点点财富。
If only he just give a little bit of his wealth,
然后拉撒路的问题就得到解决了。
Then the problem of Lazarus will be solved.
但是圣经里面说，富有的人和贫穷的人都是神所创造的。
In the Bible, it told us that no matter you're wealthy or poor, you are created by God.
在神的眼中，他们都是一样的。
In God's eyes, they are all the same, equal.
就好像箴言书第二十二章第二节这么说。
So it was said in Proverbs 22:2.
富户穷人在世相遇，都为耶和华所造。
The rich and the poor have a common bond. The Lord is the maker of them all.
所以富有的人不要以为很富有就了，很了不起。
So just because you're wealthy, don't think that you're all that.
什么都可以做。
You can do anything.
还有在诗篇49篇第六节到第九节也这么说。
It was also said in Psalms 49 verse 6-9.
那些依仗财货自夸钱财多的人，一个也无法数自己的弟兄，也不能替他将暑假给神，叫他长眼活着，不见朽坏，因为数他生命的价值极贵，只可永远修吧。
Even those who trust in their wealth and boast in the abundance of their riches, no man can by any means redeem his brother or give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of his soul is costly, and he should cease trying forever, that he should live on eternally, that he should not undergo decay.
所以这段经文讲到有钱的人不要自夸。
So the scripture tells us that don't be boastful if you're wealthy.
因为钱不能够买到永生的生命。
Because wealth cannot buy eternal life.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻里继续说下去。
And so Jesus continued in this parable.
他说后来拉撒路跟财主都离开这个世界了。
He said later both the wealthy man and Lazarus have passed away.
那么财主死了并且被埋葬。
So the wealthy man died and he was buried.
财主的埋葬并必是一个很隆重的一个葬礼。
His funeral must have been a grand one.
有很多人来参加。
A lot of people come and participate.
我曾经见过一些很有钱的人。
I have seen some wealthy men.
那么去世的时候有很多人来参加他的葬礼。
And after they pass away, a lot of people come to the funeral.
那么这个葬礼办得非常的隆重。
And it was an elaborate funeral.
那么至于这个拉撒路比喻里面没有说他有没有被埋葬。
And about Lazarus in the parable, it was not said whether he was buried.
那可能有只是一个很简单的葬礼。
Maybe he was buried, but just a very simple ceremony.
那么按照圣经所说。
And according to the Bible,
当一个人死去的时候，他的灵魂离开他的身体。
When a person passes away, his spirit will leave the body.
然后离开这个世界到另外一个世界去。
He will leave this world and go to another world.
所以一个人死了不是什么都没有了。
So when a person dies, it doesn't mean that that's the end.
而是进入一个不同的地方。
It is to enter into a different place.
然后对于一个得救的人，圣经说他到一个地方叫做乐园。
For a believer, he will go to this place called paradise.
然后对于一个不得救的人，圣经说他到一个地方叫阴间。
And for the non-believers, the Bible said he will go to Hades.
所以财主和拉撒路有一个共同点。
So there is a similarity between the wealthy man and Lazarus.
他们必须要面对这个死亡。
They must face death.
离开这个世界到一个永恒的地方去。
They left this world to go to an eternal place.
所以按照22节到23节说。
So according to verse 22 and 23,
他说后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里。财主也死了，并且埋葬了。
Now the poor man died and was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried.
他在阴间受痛苦，几目远远望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他的怀里。
In Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom.
然后拉撒路被天使带到亚伯拉罕的怀里。
Lazarus was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom.
而财主却身在阴间，在那边受痛苦。
And the rich man was in Hades suffering.
那么路加福音第16章23节所的阴间这两个字。
So what is said in verse 23, this word Hades?
那么在一些英文翻译本里面，特别是这个 King James Version 把它翻译成是 Hell。
This word in the King James Version, it was translated as hell.
如果按照原文希腊文的话，不是 hell。
But according to the original language, Greek, it is not hell.
应当是 Hades, H-A-D-E-S.
It should be this word Hades.
那么在圣经里面，这个 hell 跟 Hades 是不一样的。
In the Bible, there is a difference between the word hell and Hades.
因为 Hades 或者阴间是一个短暂的地方。
Hades is a temporary place.
是那些不得救的人等待审判的一个地方。
It is a place where the non-believers go to wait for judgment day.
那么 hell 或者地狱是一个永恒的地方。
Hell is an eternal place.
那么圣经也把它称为是一个火湖。
The Bible also referred to hell as the lake of fire.
在启示录20章13节14节这么说。
In Revelation chapter 20 verse 13 and 14 it says,
我已是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
Every one of them according to their deeds, then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire.
所以所有不得救的人将会站在白色大宝座前受审判。
So all non-believers will stand in front of the great white throne.
如果名字没有记在这个生命册上的人，他将会被扔在火湖里面。
If their names are not recorded in the book of life, then they will be thrown into the lake of fire.
而且是圣经说是永永远远的在那里。
And the Bible said they will be there forever.
所以在比喻里面，主耶稣描述这个短暂的地方有两个。
And so in the parable, Jesus described there are two temporary places.
一个就是在亚伯拉罕的怀里，也就是那个乐园。
One of them is in the bosom of Abraham, which is the paradise.
另外就是这个阴间是那些不得救的人到一个暂时的地方。
And the other is Hades, which is for the non-believers to go.
所以乐园是一个短暂的地方。
Paradise is also a temporary place.
那么天堂是一个永恒的地方。
But heaven is the eternal place.
那么同样的阴间也是一个短暂的地方。
So in the same way, Hades is a temporary place.
那么地狱是一个永恒的地方。
Hell is an eternal place.
就好像监狱和这个监牢一样。
Just as the difference between jail and prison.
因为监狱是一个暂时的地方。
Jail is only a holding temporary place.
那么监牢是一个固定的地方。
Prison is a permanent place.
所以得救的人在这个乐园有一天将会移居到一个地方叫做天堂。
So the believers who are in paradise one day will move to the permanent place which is heaven.
或者是圣经说是一个新天新地。
Or the Bible calls it the new heaven and new earth.
那么至于那些不得救的人，他将会从阴间移居到地狱去。
And for the non-believers, they will move from Hades to hell.
所以人死了，按照圣经，他不是在睡觉。
So when a man dies, according to the Bible, his soul is not asleep.
而是清醒的。
He is awake.
因为拉撒路在正在享受神的同在。
Because Lazarus was enjoying the presence of God.
而财主却身在这个阴间承受那种痛苦。
And yet the rich man was in Hades suffering.
那么所以人死了不是没有了。
So when a person died doesn't mean that's the end of him.
而是到了一个另外一个地方。
Is that he will go to a different place.
啊，这个地方不是乐园就是阴间。
This different place either is paradise or is Hades.
所以在阴间里面拉撒路这么喊着说。
So in Hades, the rich man was crying.
他说我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来用指头尖沾点水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。
And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame.
所以这节经文形容到阴间的景况。
So this verse describes the condition in Hades.
因为财主说这个地方非常的痛苦。
Because the rich man said it is tormenting.
那么痛苦这个字在这个比喻里面出现了四次。
The word agony or torment appeared in this parable four times.
那么四次说明这个地方是非常的痛苦。
And four times it describes how awful this place is.
因为痛苦这两个字在圣经其他的地方也有用到。
Because the word agony or torment was used also in other places of the Bible.
然后特别是用来形容这个阴间和地狱那种痛苦。
And it's specifically describing the torment in Hades and in hell.
所以在启示录二十章第十节也这么说。
So in Revelation chapter 20 verse 10 it says,
他说那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
所以阴间和地狱是一个很痛苦的一个地方。
So Hades and hell are both very, it's a place of suffering.
所以亚伯拉罕给这个财主两个原因，为什么他不能够打发拉撒路去用这个水来沾他的舌头。
So Abraham gave this rich man two reasons why Lazarus will not be able to go to him.
那么第一是因为财主在世过着一个自私自利的生活。
First of all, it's because this rich man live an egocentric life.
然后换句话说，一个得救的人不应当是一个自私自利的人。
In other words, a believer should not be an egocentric person.
那么第二点。
Secondly,
他说阴间是一个一去不能够再回来的一个地方。
Hades is a place of no return.
那么财主在世的时候，他过着一个很奢华的一个生活。
The rich man lived a very splendid life.
然后已经得到他的报应。
He had already received his reward.
啊，他没有让神来掌管他的生命。
He did not allow God to be in charge of his life.
他只是为着自己而活。
He only lived for himself.
因此他不能够改变他的命运了。
So he cannot change how his life is.
那么拉撒路也不能够离开他的自己的地方到他那边去。
Lazarus cannot leave this place he was in to Hades.
然后既然拉撒路不能够到那个地方帮助财主。
And since Lazarus cannot go to Hades to help out the rich man.
那么财主就邀请亚伯拉罕跟他做另外一件事情。
So this rich man requested Abraham to do something.
我们在路加福音第16章27节到28节这么说。
So in Luke chapter 16 verse 27 and 28 it says,
他说我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去，因为我还有五个兄弟，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也到这个痛苦的地方。
And he said, Then I beg you, Father, that you send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, in order that he may warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment.
然后财主没有说 我还有五个弟兄，叫他们也一起来。
The rich man didn't say, "Hey, I still have five brothers. Tell them to come here."
那我们大家都有伴。
Then we will have company.
那么有时候你会听到一些不得救人的说。
Sometimes you may hear some non-believers said.
我不介意到地狱去，因为那边有很多伴。
They said, "I don't mind going to hell because I'll have company there."
或者你会听到有些人说。我宁愿到地狱去，因为我不想与我的亲人分开。
Or you may hear they said, "I would rather go to hell because I do not want to be separated from my family."
然后最近我跟一位妇女谈话。
Recently I had a conversation with a woman.
那是一个将近90岁的妇女。
She's almost 90 years old.
然后她的先生在两年前已经离开这个世界。
Her husband passed away 2 years ago.
我就跟他讲，哎，你信耶稣吧。
So I told her, believe in Christ.
她说，如果我信了怎么办？我不能够跟我的丈夫在一起。
She said, if I believe, then I won't be able to be with my husband.
但是地狱不是一个在那边可以聊天喝咖啡的一个地方。
But hell is not a place where you can go and have a cup of coffee.
而是一个非常痛苦的一个地方。
But it's a place of extreme torment.
非常孤单的一个地方。
Extreme loneliness.
因为在地狱里面，人不能够享受以往的生活了。
Because there, a man cannot enjoy what they used to enjoy.
然后虽然财主希望拉萨路，能希望他的弟兄不要来这个地方。
So even though the rich man wished that his brothers would not come to that place.
但是他不能够做什么了。
But he cannot do anything.
所以亚伯拉罕对财主说。
So Abraham told the rich man.
这个拉萨路也不能够离开这个地方去帮助你。
Said Lazarus cannot leave this place to go help him.
把这里的情况告诉你的弟兄。
To tell them what is going on.
所以如果有机会的话就要信耶稣。
Therefore, if you have the opportunity, believe in Jesus.
然后在29节亚伯拉罕说他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从。
So in verse 29, Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them.
所以他们应当听从摩西的话。
They should listen to the word of Moses.
换句话说，他们应当听从神的话。
In other words, they should listen to the word of God.
但是然后这个财主又对亚伯拉罕说。
But then the rich man told Abraham.
他说，我主亚伯拉罕啊，不是的。若有一个人从死里复活的到他们那里去，他们必要悔改。
But he said, no, Father Abraham. But if someone goes to them from the dead,They will repent.
那亚伯拉罕说，若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是一个从死里复活的人，他们也不会听的。
But he said to him, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be persuaded, even if someone rises from the dead.
那么财主认为，如果有一个人从死里复活的话，去告诉他们。
The rich man thought, if there is someone who is from the dead.To tell them.
他们必会听而且会悔改。
Then they will repent and they will listen.
但是亚伯拉罕对他们说如果他们不听神的话。
But Abraham said if they do not listen to the word of God.
就是一个从死里复活的人去告诉他们他们也不会听。
Even if it is someone who is from the dead, they will not listen.
如果你看这个约翰福音的话。
If you look at the Gospel of John.
很多人来跟从耶稣他们都要看神迹。
Many people come to follow Jesus. They only want to see miracles.
他们以为只要看到神迹，他们就会相信。
They thought if I can only see a miracle, then I will believe.
但是你看约翰福音的时候，到最后的时候，那些看过神迹的人都不相信。
But in the end of the Gospel of John, those who have seen the miracles, they are non-believers.
因为圣经所说的信是那这个不是眼见的信。
Because the belief talked about in the Bible is not something that you can see with your own eyes.
希伯来书第11章第11节这么说。
So it was said in Hebrews 11:1.
信就是所望之事的彻底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
那么财主在世的时候，他听了神的话语，但是他没有悔改。
The rich man, when he was alive, he heard God's word, but he did not repent.
就好像保罗在第罗马书第二章第四到第五节这么说。
Just as it was said by Paul in Romans 2:4-5.
还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？你竟认住你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己积储愤怒，以致神震怒，显他公义的审判的日子来到。
Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
当时的犹太人跟拉撒路都听了神的话语。
The Jews at that time and Lazarus heard God's word.
但是他们没有悔改。
But they didn't repent.
拉撒路没有悔改，使到他生在这个阴间里面。
The rich man did not hear God's word, did not repent, and so he ends up in Hades.
那么财主也看到拉撒路去世。
The rich man also saw Lazarus pass away.
但是他的心仍然没有改变。
But his heart did not change.
拉撒路的死应当改变财主的心。
The death of Lazarus should have changed the rich man's heart.
因为有一天他自己也要面对这个死亡。
Because one day he himself will have to face death.
但是拉撒路的死仍然没有融化这个刚硬的心。
But the death of Lazarus did not melt the stubborn heart.
那么其实今天有不少人。
Actually, there are quite a few today.
包括自己以为自己是基督徒的人。
Or including those who think they are Christians.
好像拉撒路一样没有悔改。好像财主一样。
They all act just like the rich man. They did not repent.
只是为了自己而活。
They only live for themselves.
而没有想到那些有需要的人。
They did not take into consideration the needs of those who are around them.
那么他们在这个地上积攒这个财宝。
They hoard wealth in this world.
活着这个享受这个物质的生活。
They enjoy a material life.
过着一个自私自利的生活。
And they live an egocentric life.
我们圣经告诉我们，有一天这些人将会好像这个财主一样。
The Bible tells us these people one day will be just like this rich man.
那么在阴间承受那种很大的痛苦。
They will be in Hades suffering this extreme torment.